And we know, and throughout the Bible, we know that there are thousands, literally thousands of people that are mentioned in the Bible. As, again, 31,104 verses, but there's several thousand people that are mentioned in the Bible. Groups of people or individual people, people called by names, the son of so-and-so, whatever. There are thousands of people that are mentioned in the Bible. We really know a fraction of those people. The flannel graph, if you went to Bible school with your grandmother in 1972, like I did, the flannel graph, there wasn't any PowerPoint yet. The PowerPoint of 1972 was flannel graph. So, and he put all the little characters on the board, and he would teach the story. And I have a feeling maybe flannel graph will come back around. We'll get so sick of electronics that we want to have the flannel graph again. But not all the people of the Bible got to be a flannel graph character. Maybe they played a smaller part, or maybe just from one reason or another, they don't make a good flannel graph character. But I have a few characters, people of the Bible, and I just want to kind of play a word association this morning. When you see the name, just what's the first thoughts that come to your head? The first one up is, Noah, the ark, right? I heard someone say the ark, right? That's the first story. You're probably not going to have a flannel graph story without an ark and a bunch of animals with Noah, right? So that's he plays a major part in history. Without Noah, his obedience, there wouldn't be any mankind. So it was his obedience was definitely mankind wide. So how about the next one? Okay. The coat of many colors, and I have on my paper, he kind of saved his people from starvation. You know, that was how if you just want to marry all that together, that's how the people got in Egypt, because there was a drought, and he invited his family after they had sold him into slavery and so forth and so on. They invited his family, and they come, and they moved to Egypt so they would not starve to death. How about the next one? Yeah. I heard this murmur going around. Just different thoughts come. But Moses is the one who got them out, right? Who got them out of Egypt. God saved them by bringing them to Egypt, and then he saved them by taking them out of Egypt. And Joseph was the one that brought them to Egypt, and Moses was the one who led them out of Egypt and across the Red Sea and so forth and so on. How about the next one? The Goliath story, the whole situation, that definitely would have made a Facebook post, you know, defeated Goliath today and a little selfie with Goliath, maybe, I don't know. But it definitely was a big moment in David's life, right? How about the next one? The prophets of Baal, the whole situation, right? The whole prophets of Baal defeated the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, and then defeated the literal 450 prophets of Baal at the bottom of Mount Carmel, and then really had this spiritual drought in his life and run away from God for a while. Met God, was turned around and headed back, and it was doing what God wanted him to do. How about the next one? Yeah, the big fish, the whale story, right? But really, in the reality, there were 600,000 people that came to faith in Christ or came to faith in God during that story. Jonah always gets, he never wants to be the one he didn't want to go. And so we focus on the parts that he didn't want to go rather than what happened. Even though he didn't want to go, he went. And the whole city repented in sackcloth and ashes. How about this next character? Tychicus. See, Tychicus isn't one of those guys who gets a flannel graph character, right? What's that? He was a friend of Paul's, right? Tychicus was a New Testament character, but I never heard a story about Tychicus. You know, it's like, well, where is the flannel graph moment for Tychicus? Why don't he get a flannel graph character in a story about Tychicus? Because when I read about him, he seems to have a very important role. Okay, I don't know if it's a Jonah moment. I don't know if it's a Moses moment. I don't know if it's a David and Goliath moment. I don't know if it's a Joseph moment. I don't know if it's an ark building moment. But it's a moment that was important because he was called to do a certain thing, and he did it with great zeal. And it made a difference in the people's lives that he was doing what God had called him to do and what the Apostle Paul had sent him to do. Tychicus had a very important role. He was one of those people that made the book. He made the book. Who's who among Bible characters, right? You remember that in high school? For $49.95, we can put your name in Who's Who Among American High School Students. Yeah, that sounds like a racket to me. Number one, I know it's a racket because they asked me to be in it. I'm telling you, it's a racket. Maybe it was $89.95 for me to be in it, $49.95 for everyone else to be in it. I don't know. But Tychicus made the book. Tychicus was in there, and he had a very important thing to do. It says in 2 Timothy 4:12, he says, I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. And Titus, it says, as soon as I sent Artemis or Tychicus to you. In Ephesians 6, he says, Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in God, will tell you everything so that you may know how I am doing, what and how I am doing. And in Colossians, he says this, 4 and 7 and 8, he says, Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know what about my circumstances and that he may encourage you. Tychicus was carrying a message that was meant to encourage someone. He was sent by Paul. He said, take this message. Because when you deliver this message, it's going to encourage someone. So think about Tychicus going across the known world at that time, carrying this one message, this message to a people that needed encouragement. They needed a word of encouragement, and Paul writes it down, and he can't send a text message, and he can't call, and he can't have a carrier pigeon. He sends Tychicus there. I'm going to make a flannel graph character of Tychicus. Because what he was doing was so important, I think. He was encouraging those with a message that was sent to be an encouragement, to give somebody hope, confidence, and courage, to motivate someone to take a course of action or continue to doing something. I want to encourage you today. I want this to be a Tychicus message. In days we'll talk about Noah and the crazy things that God may want you to do in life, and even when the world thinks you're nuts and building an ark, and we'll talk about that at different days, and maybe we'll talk about how God is going to use you like a Moses and bring your family toward God and lead your family toward God. And maybe we'll talk about Jonah someday and Jonah and how he didn't want to go, but he went anyway. Maybe we'll talk about Joseph, about forgiveness and loving his brothers, even though they had sold him into slavery and tried to kill him. But today it's a Tychicus message. Today, I want to carry the message of encouragement to each one of us this morning. I want to just be that guy who brings the message of encouragement. I want to be that guy who arrives in Colossae and arrives there with this message that was meant to encourage, to give someone hope and confidence, to give someone courage, to help motivate someone to take a course of action or to continue walking with God. I want to be encouraged, and I want you to be encouraged this morning. I want to bring the message of encouragement to us this morning so that your hope meter can go up, your confidence meter can go up, your courage can go up. I want to encourage you. We need to be encouraged, and I wrote at the bottom of my notes, I need to be encouraged because I leak. And I leak because the world is shooting me full of holes. And I begin to leak out my courage, and I begin to leak out my hope, and I begin to leak out my confidence. And I begin to leak out my motivation, and I begin to leak out what God wants me to have, because I need all those things if I'm going to walk with God. Tychicus was very important to bring that message, because without it, the people were going to go down and down and down because their courage was being depleted. Preach it. We become dehydrated become low on hope and low on confidence and low on motivation and low on courage. I did a little research. I said, how much water am I supposed to be drinking? Not mixed with coffee or diet soda. See, I was trying to count that. I said, I drink a lot of liquid a day. You have to take the coffee out of it. Who made that rule? Who made the rule that that doesn't count as liquid? For crying out loud. It says you need to drink about 90 ounces a day. I said, without coffee in it and without it called Diet Coke? So I drink water like medicine. I have a cup at the sink, and I go and I drink 3 or 4 12-ounce cups at a time. I say, just hold. I just drink it like medicine. I know I need it, especially when it's 93. Who likes it? Not, and don't answer this, because some of you do, and I just don't want to have a negative vibe about you. Yesterday afternoon was like, I'm going in the air conditioner to watch old westerns. That's just what I did. I'm just honest. That's what I told Cheryl. I said, when it's 0 out or below 0 or if it's above 90, I'm watching old westerns on Saturday afternoon. Well, I know I need, I got more, totally rabbit trail. But I need encouragement. I need hydration because my hope gets depleted. My confidence gets depleted. My motivation gets depleted. And I know that in my physical body, that when I become dehydrated, that I have inability to navigate properly. I know that. And Tychicus was sent with this big bottle of hydration, called encouragement to the people. He said, you're getting low on hope, and you're getting low on confidence, and you're getting low on motivation. You've got a bad case of dehydration, which is called discouragement. You're experiencing discouragement. You're experiencing dehydration, the loss of hope, the loss of confidence, the loss of motivation, the loss of courage. And all of a sudden, gloom sets in, and doubt sets in, and apathy sets in, and then all of a sudden, they become less confident and less courageous and less motivated. And he says, I'm going to send Tychicus. He's like the guy alongside the road in a marathon with the water. And when you run by, he's handing you the water because he knows you need to be hydrated. I don't know if I want to be a Noah. Take 100 years, even though I'm still working on our house. The trim was supposed to be done. To be honest, just another aperture. The top of our list was building new cellar steps when we moved into our house in 2005. Just so you know, I just built those a month ago. It takes a while to get down the list, right? So I don't know about the Noah deal. I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever be called to be the Noah that had 100 years of commitment to an ark. But I want to be a Tychicus. I want to be the guy alongside your race. I want to be the guy handing you some water this morning. I want to be the guy who can hydrate you so you have courage, so you have confidence, so you have hope to go where God is calling you to go. So you don't become less confident, less courageous, and less motivated, and gloom doesn't take over, and doubt take over, and apathy take over. I want to inspire us or hydrate us this morning. Amen. So let me just do that this morning, just bringing the message, just some of the messages that God has for us this morning. Because I have a feeling this morning. I like this water. It's called Eternal. Because I have a feeling, push the button please, I have a feeling that someone here this morning, someone in here is wondering if they can make ends meet. And I think it's sucking the life right out of you. And you're losing your confidence and you're losing your motivation because you don't know if you can make ends meet. You're working hard or you're relying on something, but you don't know if you can make it work. The car is still making a funny noise. The washing machine squeaks when you run it. Your checkbook needs to be in ICU. And I don't know. See, some of that, see, I think that causes me to leak. I think when I start up my truck and it makes a big noise and I try to turn off the radio, that's what I do. That's how I fix my truck. Squeak, louder radio. And then Cheryl says, do you hear that noise? What noise? It's the benefit of riding a tractor for 15, 20 years or 25 years. You're deaf in most of your ears. But doesn't that just suck the life out of you at times? When something is breaking down, or you don't know if you can make ends meet, you don't know if you can make it from month to month, you don't know. And I think in this world that makes us leak courage, and all of a sudden we get a case of discouragement. Well, let me encourage you this morning. Like Paul said to the Philippians, he said this, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. And I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. I don't know if God's going to stop the squeak in your washer, but he is definitely not going to leave you alone in that moment. And I don't know if he's going to give you a new car. He may. But he's not going to leave you alone in the moment that you're there. And Paul said, I know what it is to be driving a squeaky car. I know what it feels like to leak because something's not working in my life. But I've come to the conclusion that Jesus never leaves me. The washer doesn't get to push Jesus out of my picture. The car doesn't get to push Jesus out of my picture. The struggles that I'm doing in life don't get to put Jesus out of the picture. I can do all things because he's right there with me. Amen. And I want to encourage you this morning. Somebody need to be hydrated with that truth this morning? Does somebody need to be hydrated with that truth this morning? Anyone? Do you need some hydration? You know that Jesus is not leaving you alone in the moment that you're in? Anybody want a drink of water? Let me bring the message of encouragement because I think this too. Someone here needs to know that God will move you forward. And you think you're stuck in the mud. I had a dream the other night, and I had a pretty cool motorcycle. It was a great dream, right up to this moment. When I was trying to get something, and it was just about a foot of mud. And all I had is a motorcycle. And I said, God, what in the world does that mean? I said, why don't you give me? I just was frustrated that I couldn't get move forward. I couldn't move forward. I just kept getting stuck. I couldn't move forward. I couldn't move forward out of the mud that I was in. And someone here needs to know that God will move you forward. Your spouse may not be fully on board with your faith journey. Your kids may be a challenge. Your doubt, you are your own ability. But I want you to know something this morning. I want to hydrate you this morning. I want you to know this. I took you from the ends of the earth, God says. From the farthest corner, I called you. And I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you. I did not reject you. Are you hearing me this morning? So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, because I'm your God. I'm your God. He says, I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I will move you forward. I called you out of the darkness. I called you out of lostness. And I didn't call you to leave you in the mud. I will move you forward. Sometimes we get so stuck in life that we don't know, and all of a sudden we start to leak courage, and we start to leak motivation, and we start to leak in our lives. And all of a sudden a big case of discouragement sets in. Somebody needs to be hydrated with that message this morning. Somebody just want to claim it? that God will move you forward. There's no mud too deep. Push the button, please. Someone here needs to know that the temptation in front of you can be resisted. Somebody here, maybe multiples of us here, are hearing a temptation call in our life, and they're calling out to you, Ed, we missed you. You ever have an old way of life? Just say, oh, I miss you. Where have you been? Come back to me. Maybe addiction is calling you and say, where have you been? We had such a good time. Do you remember when we partied? Do you remember the people we got to hang out with? Come on back. I sent you so many invitations and you haven't responded to them. I want you to come back so we can party again. And that temptation is right in front of you. That temptation is trying to poke holes in you, to leak the courage, to leak the motivation, to leak what God is putting inside of you so that you will stop walking with Him. But listen to this truth. Listen to this Tychicus message. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up and under it. The temptation cannot drag you in there. It can only invite you in. And God says, wait a minute, I can keep you. I am faithful, and I can supply what you need to say no to that pornography again, to say no to that alcohol again, to say no to that tobacco habit you're trying to stop, to say no to that old way of life, to say no to that disgruntled accent, just down my back again. He's just baiting you and baiting you and baiting you. God says, no, wait a minute. I know there's temptations in your life, and there's going to be temptations in your life. But don't worry. I'm faithful. I am right there, and I am faithful. Somebody need to be hydrated with that today? Somebody need to be hydrated with that today? Push the button again. Someone here is in the valley and you don't know if you can navigate it. Someone here in this morning is in the valley and you don't know if you can navigate it. You are thinking about giving up. Your life is tough. Your marriage is tough. Your situation is tough. Your life is challenging. And you don't know if you can make it through the valley that you're in. I'm going to move a little swifter so I can get rid of the rest of the hydration. But you need to know this. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is not. I will not fear. I fear not. I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You might be in the darkest valley, and there may be nobody else there with you, but God is there with you. I just need to encourage you with that this morning. Somebody's running a marathon this morning, and they're running by a water spot, and they need that hydration this morning, saying, I'm in that valley, and I don't know if I can navigate it. I don't know if I can move through it. Is that you this morning? See, this is an ongoing altar call. One of my favorite things to do is go to Walmart and buy everything they have in one kind. The guy says, what in the world are you doing all that? Well, let me tell you what I'm doing with it. Someone here is struggling with a difficulty that just will not go away. You have an affliction or a weakness that is rearing its ugly head and endeavors to convince you that you cannot. You cannot do that. The voice is saying you're not smart enough, you're not tall enough, you're not strong enough, you're not skinny enough, you're not muscle enough, you're just too feeble, you're too weak, you're too small. Who do you think you are anyway? And you're trying to walk with God, and you keep hearing this voice saying you're too little, too small, too weak. Let me encourage you with this morning. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that in Christ's power may rest on me. Let me encourage you with that this morning. Let me hydrate you with that this morning. That sometimes the affliction has been allowed in our life so that the power of Christ can be displayed in our life. And God says, the affliction is there so that Jesus can be seen in you. Let him be seen in you. Let me continue to move. Someone here today thinks that you are stuck and there is no way out. Someone here thinks they're stuck and there's no way out into a situation. You got yourself into a situation. You don't know how to get out of it. Let me hydrate you with this morning. He reached down from on high and he took a hold of me and he drew me out of the deep water. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. Somebody need to be hydrated with that this morning. Sometimes God just lights up people. Let me hydrate you with that. Somebody here thinks that that righteousness and faith and love and peace are out of their reach. I'll never have any peace. I'll never be able to do what's right. I wonder why Tychicus delivered this message to the people. I wonder if he wrote into town, maybe like Paul Revere. The message is coming. The message is coming. The message is coming. Someone need to be encouraged with that this morning, that it's not out of your reach. Listen to what Paul tells Timothy. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness and faith and love and peace along with those who call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. It's not out of your reach. Run after it. Pursue it. God says it's there. Don't let the world convince you that peace is not there. Don't let the world convince you that your faith can't grow. God says it's there. It's on the table. I set the table before you. Go after it. Eat up. I want to hydrate somebody with that message this morning. Going over you, Sue. I think there's someone here who thinks their life has little to no purpose. I just do. I think you're just doing life. You don't know why you're doing life. I think you're just navigating through life, and your goal is to make it to the end of the day. And I don't know if you think that your life has a little to no purpose at all. Let me hydrate you with that. I'm almost done here. Hang on. Let me hydrate you with this message here. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourself. It is a gift. It is the gift of God, not by works that anyone could boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works which Jesus prepared in advance for us to do.
Amen.
Your life is not without purpose. God says, I got a purpose for you. I created you. I fashioned you. I made you. I'm enabling you to do the good works. Your life is full of purpose. Your life is full of purpose. You knew I was coming to you. I think somebody's feeling this today. There are some that you think that their past is controlling their future. Is that you today? I've made too many boo-boos in my life, and that's controlling my future. My future is going to be bleak because my past was bleak. Anybody got that feeling today? Anybody got that feeling that I don't know if I'll ever outrun my past? Let me encourage you with this. Hang on, because a husband and wife just raise their hand together in stereo with that. Hang on. Brother, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind, I strain forward toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I quit focusing and trying to drive my life in the rearview mirror because God gave me a windshield. And do you understand why the rearview mirror is so much smaller than the windshield? Because the car is meant to go forward. And God says, you may have a rearview mirror in your life, but stop looking in it. Stop trying to navigate through that. Look out the windshield. I got a windshield for you. Stop focusing on what is behind you and start focusing on what is before you, because Christ has called you to a higher calling, and he's called you to no eye has seen and no ear has heard and no mind can conceive what God has in store for those who love him. Someone here thinks that the sin you have committed is stuck to you forever. Here it is. Some people here might think your sin that you've committed is stuck to you forever. Let me encourage you just with this. No other commentary. If you confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Somebody need to be hydrated with that truth this morning? Yeah. Because that'll put holes in you faster than anything. Someone here thinks their running days are over. Miss Pinky, I got your name written all over this one. Let me encourage you with this. Therefore, since you are surrounded by such a cloud of great witnesses, let us throw off what hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. One more. Someone here thinks that they are just human. Two more. Someone has bought into the fact that you're just human. It's just what humans do. I'm just human. I'm just human. Humans continue to make mistakes, and humans let other people down, and humans, and I'm just human. Now let me encourage you with this thought today from Peter. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that he may declare the praises, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. You're more than just human. Someone need to be hydrated with that truth this morning? Someone here thinks that things will never be possible in my life. Let me encourage you with this. Let me throw Tychicus out here one more time, just so you know I had to sit in my office and say it out loud just so I knew how to say that guy's name. I think maybe that's why Noah gets more billing than Tychicus. Noah's easier to say. I think someone here, young couples here, ought to name your next son Tychicus. I think that would be awesome. Come on. Wiesels, you're about ready there. Rabbit trail again. Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God, but without God, but not with God, all things are possible with God. Someone needs to be hydrated with that message today. That you think and you've prayed and you've sought, and your courage is going away. Maybe Noah next week, maybe Moses, maybe Jonah, but today it's a Tychicus message. Be encouraged today. Then no matter where you're at, God is there. No matter what you're going through, God is there. And whatever is on you, it succumbs to the power of Jesus. And he will set you free. And he will breathe into you, and he will make his face shine upon you, and he will stand you up, and he will brush you off, and he will look you face to face, eye to eye, and he'll say, I love you, and I care about you, and we're going through this life together. Stand with me today. Father, thank you for these moments together. Thank you for Tychicus. And as I look at the map and even been in that area some, I kind of picture Tychicus leaving and walking miles and miles and miles and miles, and literally days upon days he would walk with this message. And Father, I wonder how much you empowered him, and I think you did, to endure so that the message could get to the people. Because they were leaking. Because they were becoming hopeless, and they were becoming less confident, and they were becoming apathetic. And apathy was setting in. But when Tychicus got there with that message, purposed, for the express purpose to encourage, Father, thank you so much for that. Thank you that we can have the Word of God and we can be hydrated by the truth. That is truth, Lord. That is truth, Lord. We are children of the Most High God. We are royal priesthood. We are being built together so that God becomes a... We can become a dwelling place of God. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Fill us up with courage, God. Fill us up with hope, God. Fill us up with confidence, God. So that we can stand up and we can be the light that you've called us to be, and we can experience the one true God. Truth, God. That truth this morning. Thank you for that truth. We're leaving here knowing that we're children of God. We have been hydrated today. Help us to continue running the race marked out before us. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.